Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Thank you and welcome. Welcome everybody. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change. Times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles: watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and, well, the list goes on and on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and Nick Fox today, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We'll shortly be doing readings, and if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie's in the chat room, and she can answer any questions you may have. I don't multitask well, so she's the one you should IM. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that very, very amazing voice. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and our special guest today is Nick Fox, and he can be reached at nickfoxmedium.com. Just want to sort of catch you up to speed on what's going on for the rest of this day and week, so to speak, tomorrow night from 8 to 10. Douglas DeLong is going to be on Nightlight Matrix with me, and he's a fabulous, unbelievably enjoyable man to listen to. Please come and join us. There won't be any readings, but there will be lots of great information. I think you'll probably enjoy it greatly. And then next week starts my marathon. And, hopefully Jeannie will be with me for as much of it as she can handle. On Monday is our very first in a series of Now, I hope I get this right. Merry Monday with Mary Peeler. And once a month, Mary Peeler is going to join me on Mondays because that rhymed the best with all of the rest of it. We'll be on from 4 to 6, and Mary will be joining me to do grandmother wisdom and past lives and all sorts of other cool stuff. So she's something you just don't want to miss. On Tuesday from 4 to 6, Nightlight Matrix will be on the air with Grant Collier. Hope I pronounced that right. Anyhow, he's an amazing medium from Great Britain, and he's going to be doing an interview show with me on Tuesday, right after Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Bear and Debbie. And he's a spectacularly lovely, charming man with another cool accent. I'm drawn to accents. And then on Wednesday, he will be doing the Wednesday reading show with me. So, tune in to Wednesday after you've listened to him on Tuesday so you sort of get used to his accent. Sometimes these accents could get a bit thick and a bit tough to kind of understand, so it helps to sort of listen to somebody. And besides that, it's kind of fun to listen to where a person comes from and understand their philosophies so that when you tune in to get a reading, you kind of understand exactly where they're coming from. And, you know, if you want a reading from him, you know, get in line early. Start today. And then on Friday from 8 to 10, I'm on Byte Radio talking about Whispers that I forgot the name of my own damn book, Whispers of Spiritual Wisdom. So next week is absolutely so packed, it's unbelievable. I think Wednesday is my only day off. Not Wednesday, Thursday is my only day off. And, of course, I sit in on Lizzie Starr's show, so it's kind of not a week where I'm not on every week, every day. Almost, though. So Nick Fox. Nick Fox is just a charmingly wonderful young man who has come to his gifts early, and he is growing and evolving and developing his gifts and talents with amazing grace, dignity, and wisdom. He is spiritually focused. He is a medium as well as a psychic and a channel. He's having a lovely time expanding all of his talents under the close watching eye of Lizzie Starr Bear, me, and anybody else who has the experience to be around him. And he as well has a charming accent that, you know, you don't really care what he says. It just all sounds really, really good. But among other things, he is greatly talented, insightful, and you know, just a charmingly wonderful, wise person to have around. And I am so very, very honored that he has, you know, graced us with his presence at least one time every month so that I can bring to you his charmingly wonderful, his accent. And like I said, you know, he doesn't really have to say anything too intelligent. I just love to listen to him talk, but he does amazingly beautiful meditations. He did one on Lizzie's show yesterday, and I think Bear has posted it so that if you want to have benefit of that wonderful meditation, you can go on to Almost Heaven, and I'm pretty sure the link is there to it. So welcome to the show, Nick. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, Barbara. How are you today?
I am so excited that you're here. I really am. This is
me too.
We always have
so much fun together.
We do, and you know, I think I have this thing for accents because I love working with Lizzie, and part of the reason is her accent, and of course you have a charming accent as well. And now I get to compare accents because Grant Collier is going to be on the show, and he has the English accent as opposed to the Australian. I mean, doesn't the Australian accent come from the English accent?
History, like, kind of does, but over the, 200 to 300 years, it's gotten very lazy. It's funny. The English are very proper in the way that they talk and they pronounce everything. We mumble, you know, you can't understand us because we're just, I don't know, we're known for being lazy with our mouths, you know, we don't really move them much.
Oh, is that it? Okay, well, you know, I've been trying to pick out subtleties, and I haven't actually been able to find any. I mean, I guess it's like somebody from another country saying all Americans sound the same way.
Yeah. Well, I definitely don't think all Americans sound the same way.
No.
And I'm not surprised. It's so big.
I mean, you talk to Jeannie and you know that she definitely doesn't come from the same part of the country that I come from. So she has that little bit of southern drawl. And if you go much further south, the drawl gets thicker and thicker and thicker. And my son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren moved to Nashville. And I think the first thing I said to my son was, oh, my God, my children are going to have southern accents. And he said, oh, of course they're not.
I love that accent. I'm totally, like, I think it's so cool. What's that TV show? I watched, I love watching True Blood because their accents are just so, like, it's so amazing. And that whole, like, Louisiana lifestyle and stuff. I think it'll be very, I'm not talking about the vampires. I'm talking about, you know, the wetlands and all that. I think that's really beautiful, really incredible. I can't wait to go to America.
Okay, let me break some of your fantasy here. Yes. It is beautiful to look at in pictures with the moss dripping from the trees and everything. The humidity is unbelievable. You can't breathe halfway through the day. And in New Orleans, they take breaks around lunchtime, which is the heat of the day, and everybody, you know, is supposed to take a nap because you can't function in the heat. You know, sometimes pictures are a lot more pleasant and easier to fantasize over than the reality of them. I would say that New Orleans is probably a magnificent, I have not been, but I think New Orleans is probably a very amazing, you know, place to visit. But I think if I was going to, I would make sure I was doing it not in the heat of summer, not in a time when you know, the weather is going to be beating you up.
It's a good point.
Well,
I think I'd be there in January, so I think I'd be there when it's cold.
It never gets cold down there. Yeah, no, it's really funny because I live in the Northeast, and the Northeast, I think our most spectacular season and the time to truly visit in this area of the country is the fall, because we have the most vibrant colors you have ever seen when it comes to fall, and the fall is gorgeous here. You know, winter sucks, summer can be miserable, spring you never know, but autumn you just know is going to be gorgeous. But I think every part of the country has a time when it literally shines. And it's a perfect time to visit. So I know you're planning on coming to the States. So adjust your visitations accordingly. You know, you don't want to go see bear in the middle of winter, and you don't want to go down to Florida in the heat of summer. So, you know, make sure that you have your itinerary. How do I put it? Seasonally appropriate.
Well, it'll be a good challenge because I'm not like that at all. I don't really plan when I go on holidays. Like, my roommate, she's already booked her ticket months in advance, and I'm like, oh, I don't know where I'm going to go. I'll book it, you know, a couple of days before, and, you know, get over there, work it out. It'll be good.
Well, you know, you've got people all over the country though that have extended you invitations, so that you actually are probably going to hopscotch between the people that have given you free room and board, I would think.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people. It's really wonderful, and I already looked in the chat room now, and Love for Spirits already offered me as well. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's I think that, you know, the internet, and Blog Talk Radio has provided for a lot of us a much broader range to an audience and to people that, you know, we can touch, that we can help, that we can, you know, inspire perhaps, so that it's really an amazing tool. And I, when I started in with the radio show, I wasn't thinking about that aspect of it at all. It was just sort of, this is my way to reach out and to touch into people's lives that I can't hit in psychic fairs and all of the other things that I do. So it has given me a network of people all over the world. And I just, you know, I think everybody should get their own show, because it's an amazing way of creating a network of support, of light, a web of light that circles the planet that is profound. And in these times when things are going so crazy, when you don't know what's going on, and there's somebody preaching gloom and doom just about every time you turn around, to have a light work network that is out there and supportive and can give you not only a little bit about what's coming, but where you've been and what your journey is about and all of that sort of stuff. I think it brings greater meaning and purpose to everybody's lives. And the more I do this show, the more I am dedicated to reach out and to help and to put a spiritual spin on just about everything that comes my way. And sometimes it's really hard to get some of this stuff spinning, but, you know, you do it anyhow.
I know exactly what you mean. I do that, like, when I watch a movie, then what's this new movie? What's it called? This new animation that's come out this year, the Croods, okay, and about these, like, cavemen. It's very funny. It's very smart. It's, of course, it's meant for kids, but I really believe all these animations now are so designed for all ages. Like,
oh,
the
yes.
jokes that they have in there are very intelligent. Not
mm-hmm.
all, but... But it was really beautiful, because if you, like, really strip the movie back and you look at it, it's pretty much just a family, and their whole, like, you, in the introduction, you know, is like, spoiler alert, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes, we live in the dark because we stay in the cave. We live in fear. You're not allowed to not be afraid. Like, it's all about, you know, living in fear and following what you're told. And
uh-huh.
then over the story, as it develops, it's all about this whole family going, okay, like, they've literally been sort of kicked out of their cave and they need to, you know, learn how to live again. And, you know, it's all about, they, like, say, follow the light, follow the sun. It's so amazing. When they said that at the very end of the movie, you know, the father was the one that was all against it anyway, you know, and he just goes, you know, just follow the light. That's all that it's about. Just follow the light. I was just sitting there going, oh, my God, you know, this is like a spiritual documentary or something, you know. It's amazing.
But,
and these messages that are coming through are really almost in your face now.
Well, they are. And I think, but you know what it is, Nick? I think the messages have always been out there. I think basically what's going on is that we're finally becoming aware that there are messages there. Look at, you know, my theme song, Imagine. The words to it are just profoundly, profoundly spiritual, and yet, you know, it wasn't plugged as a spiritual song. It wasn't plugged as, you know, anything out of the ordinary. It was a Beatles song, and I think that we're finding that there are messages in so many unbelievable spots these days that it's just, it's profound. And I am so delighted that people are recognizing that there's a message there so that, you know, we can take something of a spiritual nature from just about everything and you know, kind of expand our lives and expand our realities and sort of dip into some of the purpose of why we're down on this planet and why we're here and the purpose of evolving on the earth plane instead of evolving on the other side where everything is perfect, which when you say it that way makes great sense, because you don't evolve when everything's perfect. You only evolve when there are lessons and there are ways for us to grow beyond and over and through them. So that's why we're here. We have a lot of callers, so we're going to have to jump right in. I do want to ask you, that meditation you did yesterday on Lizzie's show, is there an archive for that? Is there a, I think Bear put it out on the website?
Yeah. I think she put a link on the website. I know that I will do something with it. I might put it on YouTube or something like that.
I think it was beautifully, beautifully done, and I think you should put it on YouTube so that people can have access to it. It was just spectacular. Okay, we got a ton of people here, which I'm delighted about.
How exciting.
It's Anne in New Jersey. Hi, Anne. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I hope you both are, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, how can we help you today?
Well, I'm open to anything that you have to tell me. I really like to know what you see for me the next couple months or any messages, whatever.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I do see you working really, really hard on making changes in your life, and it feels mm-hmm. as though there is abundance coming. I have to step back. I have to applaud you because you've been doing so much work on yourself, and a lot of it just doesn't show. And the shifts in how you perceive things, the shifts in how you think about things, the way in which you approach things has been so radically changed and shifted. And you know, the other side is applauding you. You have done an extraordinary amount of work, and it absolutely will only show, of course, in how you live your life from this point on and how you address situations from this point on. But I have to say the other side is telling me that you've done such hard work, and you've shed a tremendous amount of tears on letting go of things that don't work and understanding that this enables you to grow and to expand and to embrace a lot of the wonderful talent, skills, and magic that you have inside of yourself. And sometimes, you know, the amount of work we have done just doesn't show on the surface, but from what I can see energetically here, you know, bravo, you have done a magnificent job. You really have.
Thank you.
And I do feel that abundance is coming in here, that this is a time where not only are you focusing on yourself, but other people are recognizing that changes have been made. Your house is in order. You have new foundations. It feels to me as though, especially next couple of months, you know, coming up to the first of the year, you have this wonderful new approach to life, new perception of life, and I do feel the universe is in synchronicity with you, is definitely flowing along with you. I feel that your creative talents and gifts are going to expand and fuel the spiritual so that things move along a lot more rapidly than they have in the past. I just want to tell you, stop being so critical of yourself, because to be perfectly honest with you, you really are a very tough taskmaster on yourself. Nobody is going to be as tough as you are on yourself. I think your work is going, from what I can see, your work is definitely going to manifest beautifully after the first of the year. I think there's a time frame here, a time lag here where everything catches up, but after the first of the year, everything flows beautifully. Nick, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I got exactly what you said. Like when... when I heard your name, I just heard work, work, work.
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I completely agree with Barbara, like incredible abundance just coming to you, and you're successfully completing this part of your life. You know, you're really just mastering it all, and you just sort of, it doesn't seem like you're flying through it maybe, but I really see you just sort of flying through it. And I agree with Barbara, like it's not all visible. You know, a lot of the time, right now is we can't really see what's going on because it's so deep in our core, it's so deep inside of us that we can't, well, so of course some people can, but personally I can't, you know, see the development as much as you know, other people. But yeah, and I got the exact same thing. The first of next year is when really big, beautiful new things come. I see you completely spreading your wings. It's going to be a challenge, but I think you really enjoy that. I think you really enjoy that sort of hard work. And I don't think it will be hard work. I think, you know, you'll be doing a lot of work, but you'll really love it. You'll have passion mm-hmm. with it because it'll be something that you created, that you really envisioned for yourself. But just remember to like take time for yourself and also get help from others, because sometimes, you know, we do need that support, even if it's just like talking to someone about what we're doing, you know, just really open up to people, you know, if you don't have many spiritual friends, try and connect with more spiritual friends and really open up, you know, open up to other people, because that helps you to open up to yourself.
Right. Anything about a special someone?
He's coming when you're ready. Okay. And vice versa with him. He's going to come when he's ready, because it's, I think a lot of relationships now, well, this is what I'm getting from a lot of my readings. It's all about letting, like, you've got to be ready for it. You've got to be centered. You've got to be secure in it. And that, like, I've heard of a lot of people, you know, separating and that sort of thing right now, is that because all this personal stuff is coming up, all this stuff to do with ourselves are coming up. When we're in a relationship, mm-hmm. we kind of project it onto the other person, which is fine. You know, it's part of the relationship. It's part of the agreement. But I think right now you need to just work on yourself. And I completely understand sometimes it's really frustrating when you don't have a partner. But,
right.
you know, you have to sort of step back and understand, hey, there's an incredible path coming. You just got to trust it. Mm-hmm. And you can see from what you've already done and experienced that your path is going on the right track. You know, you really look back at what you've been doing and go like, wow, I've achieved a lot. I've changed a lot, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
I think the important thing to say also, Anne, is don't go looking. Because when you're ready, the universe brings them to you. And sometimes they come when you least expect them.
Oh,
but,
you are so right.
The important thing is to just keep plowing ahead. And I agree with Nick. I do feel it's coming soon. But
yes.
But I think that you need to get things, you know, you don't want to, what's a good analogy here? Gosh. You don't immediately turn the engine of a new car on. You let them lubricate everything and make sure everything's running first, and then
right.
you turn the engine on. And I think you're at a place here where lubrication is still at work.
Yeah, but you're right. You're absolutely right. And I thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for
calling today.
Thank you. Paul.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You both have a great day.
You too. Bye bye now.
Thank you.
Well, that was
Bye.
Wonderful. It was like a reading for me as well.
Well, don't you find that
theme for this month has been, oh my God, I need a man.
but
it's,
you know,
so bad,
don't you? But if you were ready, don't you think there would be one there?
Yeah, exactly. And the sad thing is, I know it. I know that like there's no point in in trying to hunt one down, because that's what I told people for years. Like, don't look for boyfriends, you know, just let them come for you.
Absolutely.
And I'm struggling to listen to my own advice.
Well, you know,
it's
I think
wonderful.
that's something that we really have to do. And I think most readers do, you know, they are aware that the information you're giving other people, well, you know, it's really good stuff, and you should pay attention to it. And so many of us sometimes forget that. So many of us just sort of, you know, give the advice and walk away from it. And I think when things started to really work for me was when I actually understood that the advice I was giving was intended for me, and people were drawn to me because I needed to hear what they needed to hear. So it's very important that, you know, we have clay feet just like everybody else does, and quite often we actually can get great insight on other people's difficulties, and the reality is it applies to us too, so that you always can gauge, you know, just about where you are by the kinds of people that are drawn to you, whether they're in fairs, whether they're on the radio, whether they're, you know, private readings, whatever. And Jeannie always asks me on the days that I do the fairs, you know, well, what was the ongoing theme? And there always is one. And it's, sometimes you feel yourself saying the same thing over and over again. And it's not that you're actually repeating it just because, you know, you're stuck in the rut. It's because people they kind of cluster. And you'll find that, you know, it's relationships or it's job or it's whatever it is. And, if you sit back and you sit in your bubble bath at the end of the night and you think about it, you can really apply almost everything you've said during the day to yourself.
Exactly.
Not all.
Right.
Most.
Yeah.
You know, every time, every so often, there's a real wacko that walks in, and you know that's off the wall. They're out there. I mean, I would love to say that everyone that sits down in front of me is truly spiritually oriented and at least has an inclination as to what it is I do. But every now and then, literally someone walks in off the street and you just know that this is someone that probably they're looking for, you know. And every now and then, they are. Okay, we got Brittany here. I'm sure she's not anyone people are looking for. Hi, Brittany. How's it going today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
How can we help?
I have a question in regards to love and relationships.
Okay.
Just on Sunday, I was approached by a gentleman. I felt like there was a bit of a connection there, but I wasn't. It was kind of an awkward meeting, and I just wanted to know what you see around this situation.
Well, it's a little soon to determine if, you know, this is your life mate. I would say from what I'm seeing is that you're in the process of balancing your scales. You're in the process of the universe seeing if you have discernment. So I'm kind of getting the feeling that this is a test for you. Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I was going to say, think back to then and see how your emotions felt, even how your emotions feel now, like towards him. You know, was it just like kind of curious, or were you really like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God? You know, like, I think you'll know. I think you'll meet him and go, oh my God. And you won't even be able to say anything. I think you'll know when it's him. I think you know what I'm talking about as well. You know, you'll know when you see that man that you know you're supposed to be with. Have you just had a relationship breakup or something this year?
No, I haven't been with anyone in 5 years.
Okay. Oh.
I've been just working on myself.
No worries. Oh, okay. Now I see it. It's a desire to move on from being by yourself, because you want to have, you feel like you've done the alone time. You know, you feel like you've done being alone. You want to branch out. You want to connect with someone new, someone different. And you want that adventure. You know, we've all experienced that adventure many, many, many times. And it's fun. It is quite fun. You know, there's drama. There's excitement, there's love. It's really an incredible, rich, full experience. And you'll get that. You'll get all of those. You'll get that relationship. You'll get that trustworthy relationship. I just still think that there's something else that you need to sort out. There's still something else there that I think has to do with your family and friends. Not like, you know, getting rid of any or something like that. I'm just saying your emotional connection with them, like how your emotions feel about them, how you feel towards them. You know, see if there's any issues there. See if there's any, you know, you how can I put it?
What I'm getting is you have a red flag list, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, you know what your deal breakers are. I think that you're very close to having your soulmate thrown at you, not thrown at you exactly, but have your soulmate come into your life. And what the universe does right before that happens is to make sure that you really know what it is, who it is you want to have in your life. And my feeling is you're going to get a number of people coming into your life in the next little while that are going to be testing you as to whether or not you are discerning enough to know there's a red flag there. Is, you know, will you really walk away if a red flag is there in spite of how everything else looks? And,
right.
And the reality here is I think this is a very nice person And yet, I think that there's a red flag there.
Okay, yeah, and that's what exactly, I think the whole lesson is for me to learn how to trust myself.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
And what I'm seeing here is that there are going to be a number of these. And it doesn't mean you can't have fun with them, that you can't go out with them. It's just that you don't invest yourself emotionally in them if they have red flags. You recognize the red flag is there, and you recognize that this is you know, somebody that's fun to be with, but I'm not investing myself. And everybody gets to a place in a time where they do understand that investment. It's sort of, you don't give your trust, you let people earn it. You don't give your love, you let people earn it. And that's not, it's not meant to be, you know, it's not tough love. It's, I'm not going to give you my heart. I'm not going to put my heart on the table until I trust that you will be kind and gentle and compassionate. And you really, this is just the universe saying, do you know the philosophy? Are you going to walk the talk? And
exactly.
I think the fact that you actually, you know, were discerning enough to recognize that this is a red flag, and you know you're going to have fun, but you're not investing.
Right. This is such great validation because my intuition is actually spot on. So I'm so grateful to know that. Thank you.
Well, you worked long and hard enough so that you should trust your intuition here, your gut.
Yeah.
Somebody said to me, "How do I know it's my gut and not indigestion?" I think it depends on what was the last meal you had. If you have to question it, my bumper sticker, the only one that I know that I actually made up all by myself, it's not out there, but it's a bumper sticker someday I'll make. It's "When in doubt, don't."
Yeah, I've been so diligent in my spiritual practice that I just know that I must honor myself going forward. So
absolutely. You've done too much
yeah.
work here to give it away to somebody who isn't. And do understand that a soulmate doesn't mean that they have the same philosophies, that they have the same everything that you do. A soulmate can actually sometimes be the exact opposite. And
yeah,
I know,
your greatest teacher.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but they create an anchor. I know Patrick was not at all into the spiritual stuff I was into, yet he was a spiritually focused person, and he would play "I doubt it" at times when I was taking off with both feet. So that, you know, he pulled me down when I needed it, and I gave him a softness when he needed it. So that don't think that a soulmate is going to be, you know, have the exact same spiritual philosophy as you do. I think that they can be very sincere, honest people, and not have to be wearing a white robe and going up onto the mountaintop.
That's true.
I mean, if you're exactly the same, you'll never get anything done. You'll never get any work done. You'll never make a difference in the world. So that, you know, you have to have two people who have their own independent dreams and focuses in order to really make a difference.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate this.
Well, thanks for calling today.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care now. Bye-bye. Wow, it's so nice to hear somebody that's done that kind of, that much work.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's you know, sometimes you're so involved with the work, you kind of think nobody is noticing, and is there a difference, and is there a change? And you know, when somebody has done that much work, and it's time to trust their own instincts, and you know, sometimes my gut does, you know, do flip-flops, and I sit back, and it's like, okay, is this my intuition? And somebody asked me, you know, if I could tell the difference between inspiration and anxiety. And, you know, that is a very fine line. Sometimes you get that red flag of inspiration, and sometimes it's just fear. And you have to know the difference, and you have to be able to discern the difference. And
yeah.
if you're making a life choice, it's important to sit back and And I will tell everybody, and I mean this a billion percent, that if it is a spiritual choice that you are making, the universe gives you all the time in the world to make it. And do, if you feel pressure, if you feel that you will lose something precious because, you know, you don't jump, the reality is, you know, there's fear there. And the universe will never guide you anywhere through fear. Never. Never. Spiritual evolution, you know, expansion of your insight, embracing the light, is never someplace you go because you're fearful. And so if you feel that fear, then you know it's anxiety, and you know, take a bubble bath and pull the covers over your head till it passes.
Are you going to have a bubble bath after this show, Barbara?
Absolutely. I have a bubble bath after every show, actually, to tell you the truth.
Amazing.
It sort of just washes away everything. And you know, sometimes when you are so into someone else's energy, you do pick up some of their stuff. And it's important to know that you know, it's not yours to carry, it's not your issue to deal with, it's theirs. So you have to have a process, a ritual, if you will, to sort of cleanse yourself. So my way is to take Mr. Bubble and go into the bubble bath.
Beautiful.
It works for me. You know, everybody has their own way of cleansing. Sometimes it's a cold shower, but you know, no matter what it is, you have to understand that you know, people are afraid they're going to miss their soulmate. You can't miss your soulmate. Your soulmate is magnetized to you. They'll be drawn to you no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. It will act, you know, they will find you. You can run, but you can't hide. And
exactly.
So it's, you know, sometimes people feel so pressured, you know, because of a spiritual choice or something like that. Spirit never asks you to do anything through fear. If you're fearful, then it's not spirit. It's that easy. And of course, you know, to have that wisdom and philosophy in time of fear is really kind of tough. But just know that spirit doesn't do anything through fear. That's anxiety. And there are pills for that. I don't. You know, exactly. Yeah.
No,
melatonin works. I mean, you know, there are lots of things that work that are natural, but inspiration and anxiety are two very different things. Inspiration feels good and secure, and anxiety is questioning and fear. And if it's fearful, it's not spirit. So you address it in a different way. You watch your caffeine intake. You eat chocolate. You do something that you know, that helps to diminish that part of it. Okay, we've got Jill here in Illinois. Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we help today?
I've been doing a lot of work on myself also, processing and healing. I suffered a lot of abuse from my family, and of course it spreads out because that's all that you know, and it's kept me stuck. And do you see things clearing up for me soon?
Yeah, it feels like they're clear now, and you just don't know it. I see laughter, joy, and celebration. I also see you analyzing yourself into a place where you're not seeing the joy and the celebration that's around you. There's a sense here of you've let go of a lot of emotional stuff. You've let go of things that don't nurture you. You've decluttered yourself up the wazoo. And in doing so, you feel battered. Now I understand on an emotional level that has happened. But you know, at some point we have to let go of that aspect of life and evolution and move into the joy and the celebration that is also ever present within our reality. I would say that you're putting your pieces back together right now, and it feels as though there is a sense of, as you get into January, there's Phoenix rising here. And so what I'm finding here is that you are so meticulous in what you're doing that you're not seeing the joy that is there within your life as well. So that
I have a problem with is the thoughts. The obsessive thoughts of what happened to me, what happened to me, what happened to me. And I think what happened was I was shut down where I couldn't defend myself or have a voice, and I've stuffed so much. I've internalized it. I can't get the thoughts to go away.
I think a lot of it is about your emotional, how your emotions feel about having those thoughts. You know, having those thoughts is fine. That was a huge part of your life. You know, don't feel that it's something bad that you need to get rid of. You know, of course it was a terrible experience, but it was an experience of value. You know, it really was. And it's an important thing to see that, to really look at it and go, okay, I've learned stuff from this. It's made me stronger. It's made me, you know, more secure myself, whatever. You will know what the answer is. And I think you've done so much of that work. I'm getting that you've just flushed yourself out with a car. You've gone through the car wash, but inside out. You know, like you've really just gone and just whooshed it all out. And you've cleared so much. Like I think maybe just take some time and just go, oh my God, I've cleared so much. I've done so well. I have achieved so much. And just remember how much you've achieved. And that will just sort of help you get further because you've already climbed halfway up the mountain. Don't think that you're back at the bottom of the mountain again because you've got these thoughts. You know, these thoughts are the last thing. You know, these thoughts are the last thing that you're going to release and go through. And they're coming up so you can release. You know,
the important thing is you're not going to forget them. You're going to put them away.
Yeah.
You know, they aren't open, you know, these are open wounds for you still. You have not gotten to the point that you are letting them close up and heal. And this is a process that will take time. But I do feel that there's healing energy all over the place here. I think it is time for healing to start to happen. And it's sort of like, how are you with visualization?
I don't know.
Okay, so rather than visualizing, then let's have a funeral. And let's bury them. Let's write them out on a piece of paper. Let's take them out in the best place to go. Are you near a beach? You're in Illinois. No
beach. Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, and go down to the beach and dig a really good 2-3 foot hole. And on the piece of paper, you know, put it in the sand and bury it. And let time erode it. And understand that it's something that is in the past, and you don't want to take it into the future. So that you can bury it and say some words over it, kind words. Just, you know, you help to form the person that I am, and I'm going to get better. And I'm going to be loving and kind and compassionate and caring because I've learned that's a better way to go than to be frozen in place with fear. And I'm moving on and I'm letting go of you. I'm going to move into a joyful, celebrative future. And I would, because what I'm seeing here is that by the time you get to January, there is Phoenix rising. You truly are letting go. You truly are moving beyond all of this. It's something that helped to, I've had a past where there was a lot of that kind of abuse, brutal stuff that went on in my life. But you know what? It made me who I am today. And I really like me right now. I still have things to do and, you know, things that I need to improve on and stuff like that. But the garbage and the sadness and the cruelty in some places helped to pull from me a spiritual understanding of life that is very profound. And I have been in places inside of myself where literally I didn't see a point to going further, where I felt that I couldn't be of service to my child that I was raising, because I had nothing to give, and yet I got beyond it. And that was an amazing experience for me. And it helped to make me who I am today. So I will not write thank you notes to the people that were so horrible to me. That's more spiritual than I am at this point in time. And frankly, I'm not. I ain't getting there. You know, maybe in five lifetimes or so, I'll come back I'll meet him again and say, "You jerk. Okay, you know, thanks for the experience, and I wish you well." But that's not happening this lifetime. I can guarantee you. But. The person that it made me is spectacular, and I like her a lot. So you know, it's sort of like, okay, if that's what it took to knock off the edges, to help me to make the make the facets of my character as clear as they are, and they're not perfect. There are inclusions in here for sure, but. It makes me the person I am today. And, you know, Nick, you can't even comment on this. You're too young. But so it's important for you to understand that no matter how awful and devastating this was, I can hear it in you. You survived it. And you're a much better person because of it. And you're a better friend because of it. And you understand unconditional love because of it. And you're empathetic because of it. So, come on. You got a lot of great stuff out of this crap. So,
thank you.
I just, you know, I hate to say celebrate it, but I want to. I want it. I want you to have a party. I want you to have the funeral, and then I want you to have a party and be so thankful for what it you know, and then understand that it took that much garbage to get through your thick skull. So you know, what it made of you was phenomenal. You know, I have to celebrate this. I'm so sorry. I know you went through a lot of terrible stuff, but look at the person you are today because of it.
True. That's true.
I mean, come on. I mean, And then understand that maybe you should be a little less hard-headed in the future so that you don't have to go through stuff like that again. And I think you are perceptive enough to understand that this has made you a spectacularly wonderful person. And not many people have that kind of background to pull from, to be able to turn to other people and say, "I've been there, and it is horrible, but look what you could make of yourself if you try." You got
I do. Up. I know I have a lot to give the world back.
You do. And not in anger, not in bitterness, with a sense of humor, please. And that's going to take a while to come out. But I think you're on the verge of it. I really do. I think, among other things, you know, there's a great comedy act someday. You have a lot of wonderful understanding of a lot of things. And I think that you should be very, you know, celebrate, have a party.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And it's good to hear that someone else walked in my shoes, too. I hate to say that. I'm sorry. But you know what I mean.
I do. And you know, I'm older than you are. I'm 69. But I can tell you that it turns you onto a pathway of magic, and that's a good thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Nick. I should have given you a chance in there, but
it's totally fine.
but where she was coming from, it takes somebody who's been there, and you just, you know, you happily have not.
Wonderful.
But we've got somebody here that's looking for, I think, a past life, and that
Ooh.
One you are so talented with that, you know, this is going to be This is going to be fun. This is Sally. She's in the chat room. Let me know that I'm... Hi, Sally, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
We're doing very well today. How are you?
I'm great. I called to talk about our favorite subject, and what I wanted to focus on is I feel a very strong connection with Anne Rose, and she was given the information about being a gypsy in Romania. And I also know that I was a gypsy in Romania, and that's what I wanted to talk with you about, our connection, because we both feel it.
Okay. I got to tell you, I agree that there are connections with Anne. You and Anne have had past lifetimes together. And you probably both have been gypsies, but I'm not seeing the gypsy connection. I feel that when you were gypsies, it was different time frames, though gypsy blood runs deep. I'm seeing a past life here where you were definitely sisters, and I'm seeing it. I feel strongly that you were sisters in I'm not seeing Romania. I'm seeing more Europe-y. I'm seeing it feels like London, and
that is so funny. I was about to say England.
Yeah, and what's interesting is you were sisters, but not of blood. You were sisters in the same profession, and you were sisters that dealt with healing. You were sisters that dealt with compassion. You were sisters that dealt with insight. You were sisters in the same brothel. And weird and strange as it seems, I do believe it's a brothel that Lizzie Starr ran. And I don't
I
like to...
Can, yes, I can see and, that.
I gave Lizzie a past life on her birthday, and I wanted to be, you know, kind and generous and not make it too outrageous. But I think the two of you had a lifetime in about the 1300s in a brothel in England. And you were both from very poor families, but very beautiful. And you were very intelligent. And that set you both apart from the other members of your families. You also, with this intelligence, you know, you both sought learning. You both sought education. And it was a time when girls just weren't educated. You know, it you were there to, you know, plow fields, have babies, and you know, cook food. And actually, to be honest with you, neither of you had talent with cooking. And so you both were interested in looking for education. You wanted to grow. You wanted to expand your minds. And both you and Anne had a spiritual flair to you, but you also understood that you could get ahead by using your gifts and talents. And even though intelligence was one of your great gifts and talents, that isn't the gifts and talents that you were most sought after at that particular time frame. Lizzie was one who took in girls that wanted to grow, to learn, to so that she could mold them, and you both had great beauty, and so that you know, you were naturals to come to her, and you spent decades, both of you, working with her, for her, and for her first, then with her later on in life, it's interesting because Anne was very dark. She was, you know, I would say gypsyish, and you had blonde hair, blue eyes. You were more Nordic. And so the two of you worked together as a team quite often, and you did, you know, you helped people through your compassion and your empathy and your insight and your intelligence so that you were well gifted and well cared for that entire lifetime. Nick, what are you getting?
You just said everything that I was going to say.
But you went to the brothel too?
That's amazing. I love that. That's That's cool. I can totally see her doing that.
I
well,
can too.
Know, that's so interesting. Of course, I'm still blonde, but anyway, I so resonated with that book, Pearl, and all of that really said something to me, and all of this makes sense to me. And it's funny that when you said that we were sisters, but not of the blood, because I was immediately, what I heard was soul sisters,
uh-huh.
That we were soul sisters. So that's fascinating. So do you think that was the only lifetime we've had together?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah.
You want to grab another one, Nick?
You keep going. I'll see what I get. 1 second.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can say that I can see that you were together in China as well. Not with Lizzie in that particular one, but I do feel that there is a lifetime in China that you had where Anne was a part of your life. And this was a time in which you both appeared to be male. And we're both really working very hard at achieving. You came from probably the lower nobility, and it was very important for both of you to try to make a mark for yourself as far as moving up in the army. And it does feel as though you became friends. You had each other's backs. So that you were supportive of one another. You were brothers in not in blood, but with the sword. So that you went through many battles together. Actually, I do believe you were killed before she was, but both were killed in great battles. And had I would say that your families were rewarded greatly for your service to the emperor, so that you did rise up in that particular lifetime. As far as and actually, there was such a sadness when one passed and then the other had to go on for many years later, you know, alone. That there was always that memory, always that bond, always that connection. And I have found that men in service have a bond that is so much stronger than friendships that are not in service. So that there is that amazing connection that probably follows you through time. Nick, what do you have?
I'm just sitting here laughing with myself because the one that I had was about two soldiers where one died first and he took that one as well. But did you say in China? Because I'm also getting soldiers in like Greece, in Rome, something like that, like in that sort of like Italy and that sort of area. And I see you both as young boys together, like sort of being forced into the army somehow. I'm not sure how. Maybe not forced. Like you kind of like you two wanted to escape, and you knew that. You know, you thought, oh, the army would be great because it travels around. And that's when you went back to England, I guess. Or something. Like, I just see you going back to England to that sort of, what's that wall called? I forgot my history. The Romans built a wall all the way through.
Oh, Hadrian's Wall.
Yeah. Hadrian's. And I kind of get you guys going there and sort of you... revisiting, like we do that in all our lives, I really believe. We revisit past areas where we've had lives and we sort of retouch on those energies and that sort of thing. But the soldier thing really, really stands out. And I think that wasn't about you guys being angry warriors. It was more about the connection that you two grew from being together in that situation, because it's a terrible situation, but the bond that you two created was powerful, very powerful. And that's, you know, why you've had that continuing connection in all your lives, is because there's a very close connection. And I think you two just like having fun together. You know, you really enjoy having fun together. And then, then you know, when you go to the other side, you're like sitting there looking back at what you did and laugh, you know, and have fun like a little movie night.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. That was wonderful.
Okay,
I really appreciate it.
I just didn't see you gypsies at the same time frame.
Well, that's okay. You have to give what you're getting. I just wondered if that's what it was, that we were in Romania at the same time. But what you said resonates with me, and I want you to know how much I appreciate that. And I'll tell Anne. I sent her a message that I was coming on to discuss that with you. So thank you. We'll have to tell Lizzie now about her connection
yes.
to us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is so funny.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
And you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I think that sometimes, you know, when people call up and they make it's a specific question about past lives, that sometimes gets in the way of you know what really they sort of need to hear now. But she was she's such a good spirit and a good sport that, you know, I just didn't see the gypsies together. I just didn't.
Every time I was about to say, oh, you might be together, and then, like, my body was sort of going, no. not with the gypsies. I don't think with the gypsies.
Well, you know, it's incredible with past lives. And it's funny, a number of things that I've done in the past that I've always sort of just flipped out that I didn't think anybody would really pay attention to or care about have ended up being things that people are fascinated with, which I think is, you know, incredible. I used to, when I traveled, I used to do meditations, and after the meditations I would give messages, and one store, I'd gone there so often, so frequently, they said, do you do anything else? And I said, well, I do spirit circles, but I didn't think anybody would care about that. And, you know, that's really platform mediumship. And she said, well, we don't know what you're talking about, so could you demonstrate? And I did, and I knew after that evening was over, I said, you're never going to let me do a meditation again, are you? And they, oh, no, you got to do spirit circles. They're really cool. And of late, I've been doing spirit circles in the area, and it's talking to people that have passed over, and apparently there's a great call for that, which, you know, I hadn't even thought about, considered, whatever, you know, and it was kind of like interesting. And Mary Peeler and I started doing past lives just for the hell of it a year or two ago, and It never occurred to me that people would really be that interested in their past lives, and of course I always look for the strange ones. I don't always look for the common ones, and Mary keeps me sort of under control, because I have been known to get a little weird,
I know past exactly lives, what you mean.
Past lives have such great relevance to our current lives. Past lives, you know, let us know a little bit about, you know, what are our talents, what are our skills, what is the magic that we have there that we can share. And it's really a profound, it can be very profound. Sometimes it can answer questions. Sometimes it explains phobias. Past lives have in many ways, they do help to sculpt this lifetime and the directions that we're going to take. For sure. And I don't mean to push past lives on people. If you've got a sincere question, absolutely call and ask. but it's just amazing how if we knew a lot, and of course, if we had total recall and total awareness of all of our past lives, it would drive us crazy. So, of course, we don't have that, and you know, past lives are in the past, and if we want to reach back and pull them forward, then there's relevance to this lifetime. So it's really a kind of cool thing. So that said, we will move on. And we've got Laura in New Jersey. Hi, Laura. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi, Barb. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. My question is, do you see any big changes coming for me with my career? Any big moves or changes?
Yes.
Nick. Go, Nick. Go.
Yeah, just as you asked that, I got a big yes. Okay. It's more about securing your confidence in yourself and realizing that you have the strength, you're the power, you have the wisdom to take that step and to go wherever you want to go. You know, you've got all the resources, you know, you've got the financial backing, you've got that that stability to move forward. And I think you should totally move forward, you know, like why be fearful? Why, you know, judgments on like, oh God, what if I don't get a job? What if I don't get the one I want? Don't even think about that. That hasn't even happened yet. You know, like let that stuff affect you if it happens, you know. And it's gonna, like, when you make this change, it'll really it'll literally create a new relationship with yourself. You know, it'll you'll see yourself in a new light to go, wow, I can really affect my life. I can really change things if I want to change things. And that just creates a really deep, intimate relationship with yourself. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay, because I also get that you will get a relationship after that. I don't know.
I applied for a position in Maryland, but I haven't heard from them yet. So I was wondering if they may have filled the position or if they're going to consider me. I would love to get the job and move to Maryland.
What do you get for that, Bob?
I do feel you getting a job and bringing New Balance into your life and moving forward. I do feel that, you know, you're really focused on these shifts and changes that are coming here. And I do feel that after the first of the year that you know, you will be more stable, that there is a job, there is money coming in, and you're catching up on a lot of stuff that you need to catch up on. I don't know that there really is a move. I'm not seeing a move. So I do feel that what you've got coming, I absolutely feel there is a change here. I absolutely feel that there is a new job here that you know, a lot of the stuff that you've been putting aside, you're going to be able to take care of, and things are going to move forward, you know, amazingly well. But the spotlight's going to be falling on you for the next year. People are going to be paying attention to how you do things and how well you do things and how you are, that you have incentive to do things above and beyond and move into new direction. A lot of good stuff here, but I don't know that this is the job in Maryland is what I'm seeing coming through for you.
Barbara, do you think that change in my career, does that have anything to do where I currently am at right now in the job?
I kind of want to say that there is reorganization, that things are being shifted around, that you know, I'm not really seeing you change. I'm seeing something opening up where you are now.
Because I'm in a contract right now, and the contract ends the end of January. So do you think they might be offering me a full-time permanent position at this job?
I do, because it's right after the first of the year that I see everything picking up for you.
Okay.
Is there a possibility for you to get like a manager position or something like that? Because I do see that you sort of rising in the ranks. You know, if it's at the place you are now or at another place, I just see you in a position of more influence, of more, you know, control in the business. Because you need that. You've got that. You've got the skills. You know what you need to do. It's just now waiting for the opportunity to come up to let you do it, you know?
Right. Well, that's the kind of job I applied for in Maryland, and I was really hoping for that. I'm ready for a big change. I am more than ready, and I need something to come through. Tired.
No, you know, I really do believe it is coming through, and I think it's just a matter of you having the patience to you know, let it get there.
Okay. All right. Well, I can be patient. Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
I really know what that feels like. You know, I have so often declared to the universe, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Give it to me now. I want it now. And then I hear the universe going, oh, are you crazy? You're not ready. And that is so discouraging. But you know, so often, and I think she's got it coming. I think that there's something definitely there. So, okay, we got Anne in New York. Hi, Anne. How are you doing today?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne. Okay.
That's
I just
okay.
left you in.
That's all right.
How can we help today?
Well, I have a couple of questions. Do you see my son ever moving back in with me, and what do you see with my love life?
Okay, son. I think your son will move back in, I think, when he's older. I don't think right now. I think you have things that you're working on within yourself right now, and love life feels as though that's where the spotlight light is in right now, to be honest with you. Feels as though that you're at a time and a place where relationship is an area that you are going to be working on, and it does feel as though there is that element of the law of attraction working with you, of magic and miracles happening, and the focus is on you. So that I would say that relationship is something that is going to expand and grow and certainly be something that is the focus of your life for the next year or so. Is there a relationship now?
Well, I kind of like someone. I don't know if they're going to come back into my life. And then someone's trying to fix me up with somebody on Saturday. I don't know. What do you see?
I don't think it's somebody that's coming back into your life. It's somebody very, very new. And I certainly would be open to anything that is out there for you. I think that it appears that relationship is that aspect that the universe wants you to work on in the next year or two or three. So that I think a new person is coming in. I feel that there may be more than one, but it does feel as though you're at a time and a place within your own development evolution that is going to open you up into drawing new people into your life. I hope you have a vision board that is functional. Have you got one going now?
What age will my son come back? What age do you see?
How old is he now?
12.
I'm seeing 16 or 17.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I'm not saying you won't have contact with him. I'm just saying I don't see him moving back until he's older.
Okay, and right real quick, I'm subbing as a teacher aide and assistant. Do you see me getting a job?
I do.
I think yes, but not what you expect.
Yeah, go, Nick.
Oh, that's all I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but kind of in a way that you don't expect. Like, I'm not sure if it's in a school that you don't expect or in a field that you don't expect, but I just think it'll really take you by surprise and you'll go, oh, wow, this looks fun. This will be interesting.
Do you know when?
No.
I do feel that the substitute teaching is in many ways, there is a permanence with that. You know, if you get into a place and time where you're able to do as much of that as you want, so that it does in many ways take the place of a permanent job.
You're right. Okay, but does he say anything about my son, the gentleman, Nick?
Okay, let me see what I can. He will come back and it will have something to do with money. And, you know, his employment and that sort of thing. I'm not sure. I'm a little confused because you said he was 12, so I don't know. Like, he's not working, is he?
No, 12 is her son, Nick.
Yeah, so I do see him coming back, and I agree with Barbara. It's going to be in his teens, late teens. And it'll be an incredible thing. Like, it'll really, energize your relationship and really create a positive solution to any conflicts, anything that you two have had before. And I really see you banding together, which will be really beautiful. And when that happens, you'll notice a real change in your life and your career. When that happens, you'll be at a stage where things will just jump, like really jump off.
And the same with Lisa, your love life now too?
Yeah, and he's going to come, but just really think through it carefully. Really be, just don't jump on the first person that comes in, you know, be really considerate. Think about, you know, is he exactly what I want? And I'm not sure if you heard the reading that we did a few callers before, but what Barbara said about, you know, you're going to have a time where you're going to have a lot of different men that you'll, you know, could be from just seeing men on the street to, you know, going on dates, but you'll have a nice little test-up period, you know, where you see what you want, where you work out what you need, you know, in a partner. And that's what I mean about think things through carefully. You know, really don't have expectations being like, this is the man I'm going to get, but say, this would be a nice, you know, thing. And if it doesn't come in the same way, that's fine. That's totally fine. You know, I've always said, you know, people get frustrated when they imagine getting a new car and like this particular car, and then they don't get that car, they get a different one. And I'm like, well, why would they give you the one that you've already imagined? You know, you've already seen it, you've already experienced it in your mind. Why would they bring it to you in physical reality? Why don't you have something else, something new, something different? So be open. But I think it'll come sooner than you think as well. So get excited and be ready for it. You know, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be
great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now.
So
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got a pretty name here. I'm going to probably mispronounce it. Jelena?
That is right.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
How can we help?
Yes, I'm just calling to see if, you know, what do you guys sense about my court hearing coming up for tomorrow. It's about child support. It's the arrears, that the one that got buried, and now I'm bringing it back to court to see if we can get that collected.
I want to tell you to move on. I have been in the child support situation a number of times myself, and I really feel that how do I feel? I think you will get something, but I think you need to move on. I just, from what I'm feeling here is if you try to, you can't get blood out of a stone. A dead horse isn't going to carry you very far. I have all sorts of those kind of phrases being thrown at me right now. So my feeling is that you need to just sort of move on, move forward, and you know, child support is something you are due. It is appropriate that you get it, but the courts can only go so far. And yes, they can garnish, you know, paychecks and things like that. But sometimes you need to just move forward and not try to get more than that the other person is willing to give. I feel that you'll get something, but you need to sort of move on with your life and you know, and start moving forward instead of trying to, you know, get stuff that you're just not going to get, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Nick, what do you feel?
I just have a quick question before I answer is, do you see a lot of ones or like 11-11 and that sort of thing? Because the cards that I've got spell out 11-11 perfectly, and that's a really beautiful, beautiful, powerful number. You know, that means, you know, you just, it's just, I really believe it just means divine love, you know, for you and everything that you're doing. So don't, you know, think that what you've done is a waste of time. You know, everything is of value. Everything is of value. And, you know, I think this is a real, like, ladder situation with you. Like, you're going without the step before, you won't be able to get to the next one. So it's a real process. And this this whole situation is going to bring amazing new things. It's going to be... I'll actually want to read the line of what it says in the card because it says it perfectly. Brilliant new ideas and inspirations. Seeing the truth of a situation, a challenging beginning. You know, so that's talking about see the value that you've had in, you know, this experience. You know, and it was hard and it's been a lot of work. It's been of great value. You know, it's given you incredible inner strength. You know, it's really shown you that you have incredible passion. You have incredible love. And now harness that with everything that you do, because you are, you know, you're a magician, you're magical, you can create whatever you want, you can bring whatever you want to yourself. So just if what you really want is something, that didn't make sense, you can bring whatever you want to you. So just really embrace it, really embrace your desires, and don't limit yourself. Now, I'm not getting any specifics about the hearing.
I think that what both of us, you know, what both of us are trying to say is there is great richness ahead for you, but you are so stuck in the past, you're not allowing yourself to embrace and welcome that richness into your life. There is a point in time where you have to, you know, leave the past in the past and move forward. I kind of
confused when you said move on, because I'm the one that actually already moved on. The divorce has been finalized for the last, you know, 3 years ago, but he's the one that kept taking me back to court, making a lot of false accusations so he can gain custody of the child and modify the child support. So now that the state is getting involved, they had me fill out a form as far as what he had paid, and that's when I have to put, you know, what actually he had paid me, and I have to put the truth that he never paid me on some of the years. So that's why we're coming back. I didn't take him back to court just because I wanted. The state of New Mexico is the one taking him to review the arrears, and he's the one that actually wanted to get away of paying.
Well, then I think that they will probably, you know, give a court order that he has to pay, and he has to pay what he owes you, and I'm just not sure that he's going to.
No.
He's not going to get
anything.
I think that he will pay some, but not all. I don't feel that he will get custody of the child at all. You know, beyond what he has the right to at this moment in time. I think that this is stupidity on his part, and that it does, it pulls you back. I mean, it's a waste of the court's time, and the court is going to be angry with it. I think that, you know, he will probably get a chastisement of some sort here. I don't feel that you're going to lose
anything. Yeah, that's the last... The last hearing, the judge is really pissed off. She says, I remember these people. And she said, you know, you keep bringing all this, you know, filing motion and motion after motion, you know. She's getting tired. And I'm tired, too.
Well, no, I think you're going to come out of this. You're going to come out of this fine.
Yeah, yeah. And don't let him, you know, drag you down with what he does. You know, don't let his nonsense, his silly stuff, you know, pull you down. Stay up where you are. Stay, like, you know, you said, I'm over, I'm past it. Stay in that. Don't let him pull you back. Stay in that and then deal with the situation, you know? And I think you're doing that, and keep going, and you're really loved and supported. Your guides, you've got beautiful angels with you as well, and they'll sort this out for you.
That's good to hear. And I mean, like I said, it's good to hear all this positive, you know, to look forward and
because, like I said, I'm really down with all this custody battle that we've been going through. Yeah.
Well, you've got all the records you need, so I think you're in good shape.
That is true, yes. I have all the records. I keep records, yes.
Yes, you
well,
are
thanks
a fanatic.
So much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Yeah, that's not a fun place to be in. Okay, we've got Amanda in Florida. Hi, Amanda. How are you doing today?
Hi. A little frustrated today.
Okay.
Just wanted to know generally what you see. A lot of changes, but just a lot of frustration, let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. It's funny because I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing that you've got Phoenix Rising energy here, which means you're going through a whole ton of stuff, and that you are sort of reinventing yourself. And when you do that, then there is frustration. But I'm, you know, as far as life frustration, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing that you're in a place and time where you need to take care of yourself, where home, you know, I would say that home is definitely a focus, that there is a sense of creating a sanctuary there, because to be honest with you, life is crazy for everybody these days. So that I don't want you to feel like you're the only one that thinks the world is going crazy, because it is. And it does feel here as though there is an energy that out there that is getting on everybody's nerves. I think for the next couple of weeks, everybody's going to be sort of on edge. It's an energetic, it's a global energetic, it's a cosmic energetic. And I think that by the time we get to the December timeframe, things will have simmered down tremendously. And then there's a wonderful flow of energy here. I think that you're making amazing changes in your life, and that when we do that, it's scary. You know, when things are new, when things are not quite gelled in completely, that there is a sense of insecurity that we feel. And I feel you going through that kind of process right now. But I think that it's the only reason you're going through it is because you've done such a great job. So I kind of want to say I don't understand why you're nervous and frustrated over something that you asked for. Sometimes, you know, that old adage of be careful what you ask for because you're going to get it.
Well, when do I see the good stuff? I mean, there's financial just stress. I mean, I need to be bringing in more income and career. I'm not doing what I want to be doing. I'm not getting paid for what I'm supposed to be in this world to be doing. So it's just really annoying. I just feel like I'm wasting away my life doing these stupid jobs.
No,
you're not. I don't have any interest in doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're stepping stones. They're stepping stones to where you want to go. They're stepping stones that will get you to where you need to be. And sometimes we do really, you know, stupid, insignificant things in order to get to where we need to be. And that's my feeling, is that's what's happening to you here. You're on one of those stupid stepping stones, and sometimes you can't see the fact that it is leading you to the place that you really are going to be able to flower and to really expand from and to get the money that you deserve and to get the recognition that you deserve. I do feel that there is this sense of you know, it's I hate to say it, but you're paying dues, and nobody likes to pay dues, and dues are always overwhelming and taxing, and sometimes we don't see the sense in them, but ultimately there is sense, and there is, I can tell you that you are moving into a time of abundance. I can tell you that you are moving into a time in which everything will make sense to you. And I'm not talking years and years and years. I'm talking months. So that it's, you know, you're tired and you're exhausted and you're at the end of your wits, but you're also at the end of the journey, and things are going to turn around for you and sooner rather than later. Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I see, financial security, family life being really happy, your home life being secure, being structured. And I agree, I don't like giving timelines, but okay, I'll give it. I think over the next 10 months, you're going to have real changes. And then middle of next year is where you'll see everything come together. You'll see everything fall into place. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Because I do think that there's going to be a relationship coming as well. And just great celebration. You're going to be really celebrating things over the next 10 months. I think every month you'll get something that'll come in and you go, oh, wow, okay, oh, wow, okay. And it'll just keep coming more and more. And get ready, because you're going to start running over the stepping stones that Barbara was talking about. You're going to start really picking up pace. Think of yourself on the those running machines, what are they called, treadmills. You're starting off slow and you're just pressing the button as quickly as you can to make it speed up. It just needs to, you're pressing it fast, but the machine just needs to, get going. It's still winding itself up. So just give it, I don't like hearing it ever, patience, patience, patience. I think that's a big lesson for all of us, is patience and being in the now, not thinking about the past or the future. Just going, okay, I'm in this situation right now. Why should I let, what might happen in the future affect me, or why let stuff that's already happened affect me now? It's time for now. It's not time for anything else, because it's not happening now. So really embrace where you are now and try and flip the coin. Try and really flip and see how you look at where you are. See it. Try and look at these opportunities that you have. Look at the things that you're doing. And, it could just be as simple as, okay, I don't have a lot of money, but this means that I can get more money. This gives me the opportunity to increase that that abundance, and really look at those opportunities, because they are opportunities for you. And when you really get optimistic about them, then they will really start to change. Because the more excited, the more happy you are about where you are, the better things will come in the future, and you're such a beautiful soul. You've got such a beautiful light in you. You really let it out. I feel that you're sort of you're holding it back a bit. Just open it up, really just let it out, and really smile and laugh with yourself and have fun with yourself, because you're beautiful and you're important. And there's times when we need to go a little bit down so we can go up again and see how great going up is, to remind us when we fall down again, hey, I don't want to fall down. Let's go up. Let's keep going up,
Yeah.
But yeah, I do see beautiful changes for you. I really do.
Well, I mean, the thing that gets me mad is that I'm doing a job that I did maybe 12 years ago. It's a minimum wage job. I mean, that's what really gets me mad.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to put that into perspective. I don't see how that's a stepping stone to get me anywhere. It's not even the career I want to be working in. So I just don't understand what the point of having this job right now. It pays awful. I sit around, stare at the walls all day. It's a complete waste of my time.
Yeah.
Lots of times, though, when we're getting ready to move on, the universe brings us reminders of where we've been, and that's exactly what you've got here. It's a reminder of where you've been that you're going to let go on and you're going to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting so many of those. I've been seeing so much of my past life go. I've been reviewing everything, and none of the experiences were good. I don't know why they're repeating again. None of them were good.
They're short reminders of where you've been, and they're short reminders. That's all they are, and then you move on. So just, it's the universe saying, here's where you've been, here's where you've been, here's where you've been. You're letting go of that, and you're moving forward. And these kind of reminders happen when a major shift takes place.
Yes. Okay. I ask for that every minute of the day.
Sure.
Major shift.
It's coming. It really is.
Okay. Thank you. You guys make me feel better.
Okay, Amanda.
Thank
thanks
so
for calling.
Thanks, bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Robin in Arizona. Hi, Robin. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. I'm doing good. Thank you. So I had a question about how you see the progression of a relationship that I'm in that's been a friendship with a little bit of romance, and it just has moved along at a pretty steady pace for a couple of years, but sort of we've only seen each other a few times. But it's progressed, and I think we might be at the stage where soon we could take the next step. It might be non-traditional, and I'm just wondering how you see it. And I'm new to Arizona. I just moved here about 3 months ago, and this person moved here a year ago.
Okay. Is this person married?
No.
Okay.
I hope not.
And me too. Me too.
I haven't got that feeling.
No, no. I just sometimes long distance relationships, you know, that is sometimes the case, not always, but sometimes. I feel that this is a really good relationship. I think that even though you haven't actually been physically together, you seem to have a great deal of communication.
Yeah. Well, we just saw each other a couple of days ago for the first time in about 6 months, but we've had the communication. You know, every now and then there's a real understanding of just, I don't know, we have a sort of a sixth sense, I think, about each other. But we haven't spoke the words of, okay, we're going to move forward. Okay, what are we going to do? So I think that's part of, I mean, my intuition tells me, yeah, it could, but who knows? Maybe there's something I don't know. Maybe it won't happen.
You know, it's interesting. I see a relationship here. I see a healing relationship. I see one in which there is synchronicity between the learning and the healing and the creative. I see one that is balanced. I see a fabulous committed relationship. It's not with the person you're thinking of.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Hmm. I just feel that this is someone that you draw to, and it's cool because you're looking in another direction and you're going to stumble across the person you're really meant to be with.
Oh, okay.
And I hear disappointment and I understand that, but I think you are about to walk smack dab into the most amazing magic you have ever experienced in your entire life. And what you have relationship-wise is a phenomenal friendship that comes from past lives, that in a past life was a sibling, so that you are recognizing a connection, a bond, a link that is absolutely profoundly strong and absolutely fabulous. However, it's not the relationship I'm seeing, and the relationship I'm seeing is it will knock your socks off.
Oh, okay.
It will curl
your toes.
You're
sure it's not the person that I've been friends with for the past couple of years and the one that I've mentioned?
90% sure.
Okay.
Nobody's perfect, but go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I can back that up. I do see that as well. But I do, like, I still think that you two are going to be friends. I don't think you're going to just cut each other off because there's
no hope for
a romantic relationship. Yeah, I really think that it's going to continue and flourish. You know,
this
that's going to be a very
friendship.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be very different, and it's going to be of great value, and you'll always have that relationship as a part of you. This is a time of putting things into balance. You know, this is a time of sorting out where you want to go and what path you want, and also just what type of, you know, partner you want. At least see the positive in the fact that it's not this person, you know, and I know it sounds weird, but really positive and go, okay, this is interesting. You know, I've had this incredible, you know, experience with this person, but now I'm hearing that I might get someone completely, you know, someone completely new. Well, that's pretty exciting. The new, you know, it seems a little scary. The new always does seem a little scary, but I think it's always the most, it's always exciting. It's always, more exciting than scary, because there's endless opportunities with it. There's endless things.
Well, the reason probably my call was initiated by, I feel like I might be at a crossroads where, okay, either he's going to take it into a real direction of a committed relationship, or the friendship part of it will just continue. So that's probably why I called, you know, unconsciously. Because I've been open to meeting other people, but I haven't. I have not since I moved here. Maybe that's it. I haven't opened myself up. Or maybe I'll just be led to it, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're not, you know, don't look for it. It's going to smack you in the face.
And it's going to be amazing.
Is it going to be a decision that I'm going to make where, okay, I'm going to stop pursuing this other relationship, or will we already stop pursuing it?
Well,
You'll forget about it, I think.
But you'll not forget about the relationship. The relationship will always be there. This is a good connection.
Yeah.
It's just that it's not the magical connection I'm seeing as far as a love relationship. There's love here. There's definitely love here. It's sibling love. It's a different kind of love.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, you're saying the person that I'm talking about, we could have been siblings in a past life.
You were siblings in a past life.
That's funny you said that. I thought you were referring to the other one because I felt that.
Oh no, the one you're with now was a sibling in a couple of past lives. You have the love of this. I don't know. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers, but I know what you mean, because that's exactly what I felt about this person. I did feel that.
And you know that kind of love never goes away, ever.
Okay.
It's there. It's eternal, literally. But the other kind of love is what I'm seeing here with this other person, and it's phenomenal.
Okay. Is it this year?
It's within 12 months.
Okay.
And you know, you get to have both, which is, you know, that's downright greedy.
So it's not like a heartbreak situation
you get the cake and the frosting. Are you kidding me? You get it all.
Oh, so he still wants to remain doing whatever we're doing, or is it that he's thinking? Okay.
No. I don't think the one you're thinking about is capable of the kind of commitment you want.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. So I guess somebody will come along and give me what I want. Yeah, that's kind of how I thought that deep down.
No, it'll you'll get what you need, which is even better.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Totally, thank you for that. Okay,
thank you for calling.
I just feel a little... Yeah, I felt a little sad about that, but then you definitely got my perspective back on track, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye.
Love to. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got somebody with a really cool name here. I like these different names. I don't know why. I usually mispronounce them, but I think, hi, Cece, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're terrific. How can we help?
Well, I've got two things. I've got, I have had a diagnosis for an illness, but I've got had spiritual healing for it. There's really nothing that can be done about it. I'm just wondering, you know, is there something I should be doing about it, or is it pretty much resolving? And then a financial issue of dire. I mean, hello, living on the corner. Oh, no. Begging for alms. So yeah, I just don't know what direction to go in to resolve, you know, a home and income and so on.
Okay. Well, the health thing, I think you're addressing appropriately.
Okay.
I feel that there is healing that is going on, that there's emotional stuff that's going on that you're letting go of, you're dealing with. I think you've changed a lot of you've changed your eating patterns, right? You've changed your diet to a great degree?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're addressing that stellarly. Stellarly.
Stellarly, all right.
Stellarly, yes. I knew I was. My tongue was going to trip on it no matter what I said. And as far as the money goes, you know, I got to tell you, you're on a spiritual pathway. And you are being guided by the universe, and you know it. And mm-hmm. as far as I can see, you're going with the flow as best you are able to do. And in those circumstances, the universe does take care of us. Doesn't always do the greatest job, but it does take care of us.
I'm being kept fairly alive. Yes.
Yeah. I don't feel you on the street corner. I don't
okay.
feel that that in any way that you're going to go that pathway.
Right.
I feel that monetary stuff is going to flow into you. You're going to mm-hmm. follow your intuition, and you question things a lot. Actually,
yes.
you always question things. Sometimes, you know, if something isn't broken, you don't need to fix it.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right, well, that'll save a lot of mental effort.
Yes. I would say that you know, your intuition is doing a great job. I don't feel the monetary thing. You have to understand the universe when we're on a spiritual pathway, and you are definitely that, there's a great deal of spiritual, intense spiritual energy here. And when one is following this pathway, the universe forgets, you know, that food and clothing and shelter is a good idea, especially where you
yeah.
live.
Yes.
And it does eventually get the picture, but it takes a while. I'm feeling here as though most probably by the middle of October, things will have evened out a little bit, and the universe will have come to recognize the fact that you're struggling slightly.
Yes.
Nick, what are you getting?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, I do see, like, I do see financial change. And I see, like, you're really coming into your own being, you know. You're really understanding yourself and really seeing that inner divinity inside of you, which is just so pure and so bright and so fantastic. And I really see that in you. I see that light, that growth, and that real change, which is so beautiful and so fantastic. And I do see money come. I do think that money is going to come in. And I think it's really important to understand that before you can have abundance, you need to have lack of abundance. You know, you can't just, like, instantly have all this abundance, you know. And we have to enjoy the ride. We have to enjoy the ride from going from no abundance. I'm not going to say no abundance, but less abundance to more abundance. We
like
have to enjoy
to
that trip. Yeah, you know, it's really,
so,
it's a beautiful trip.
So to
that's
actually
what, you know,
embrace,
what
yeah, okay, I get you.
Yeah,
okay, that's very helpful.
Now and go, yeah, and really go, okay, that's cool. This is a different experience. And see that this is just now a great starting point for you to get more money, you know, for you to get more abundance, for you to bring more stuff to you. You know, I think it'd be harder, wouldn't it, if you already had $1 million, you know, it means you'd have to take another $1 million. Like, that sounds really hard. You know, it's an easier spot. it was just me being a bit silly. But I'd see your new relationship with yourself, but I think this also means a new relationship with how you deal with everything in your life. This time will really teach you that what you have in your life is of great value, is of an incredible meaning and an incredible blessing. And,
uh-huh.
you know, as you see this money coming in, because you really embrace what's happening, and I think you're already doing that. Don't think that you're not doing that. You really are embracing what's happening, what's happening in the now. I can hear you laughing about it. You know, you're having fun with it, and that's really important, to have fun with that situation, with all situations, you know, it mm-hmm. makes them easier to process and understand. You know, if you're getting stressed and distraught by it, you can't understand it because you're not thinking straight. You know, when you finish a long day of work, head out of it, you know, you can't really you can't, you know, really process it properly. But if you've had a really relaxing day and you've been nice to yourself and everything's been fun, it's much easier to do anything because you feel good. You feel
nice,
empowered, and important. And I really want you to really get yourself back into that whenever you feel you're at it. You know, stop and like laugh and enjoy this. Go, yes, this is like, I'm fantastic. And to really see that, you know, really
and,
see that. Right.
And understand, there's something you really need to understand. The universe gives us difficulties so that we are able to grow through or rise above situations, so that we expand our awareness, so that we learn from the difficulties and sort of notch our belt and say, okay, I'm not going there again. I would suggest that you start celebrating, because once you start celebrating, the universe is going to say, whoa, she must have learned that lesson. She's not bitching anymore. Basically they change their focus to bring you, of course, your next lesson. But I have found that when I have been served something that really tastes bad, if I embrace the experience and say, this tastes really good, I've learned something from it, and I'm going to be so grateful that, thank you, I get the message, this is really cool, okay, shovel more, because if this is it, okay, I can handle this. Then the universe says, wait a minute, obviously she grew from it, so we should get on to the next lesson, whatever the hell it is. And it moves you, it gives you movement within your reality.
Okay, geez, that's great intel.
It's amazing if you can look around and it's perception. It's absolute perception. If you can look around and instead of seeing, you know, difficulty, bills piled high, whatever, you see, my God, this is so cool. This is wonderful. I understand, you know, my life is not bad. This is really cool. I can survive in this. This works for me. I'm comfortable here. I'm content. The minute that word content honestly comes out of your mouth, it waves some sort of signal on the other side, and they say, oops, she's content. Well, let's move her out of this.
Well,
and into
you better say
else.
That. Honey, let's do this publicly. I am so content with this situation. It's wonderful. I feel great. I could just live in this forever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I can survive.
And I have to tell you, the universe says, okay, she must have learned whatever it was. Damn, we're good. And they push you into another place.
Okay, wow.
I mean, and no matter how crummy it is, if you can find laughter and joy and celebrate, you've made it. You've done it. You have risen above it, and the universe will take note. It has to be sincere, but it is amazing how fast the universe takes note and says, well, shoot, let's give her the next one, because obviously this one isn't teaching her anything anymore. And it always, you know, I have to tell you that the more you embrace it and say, yay, this is mine, you move on to something more. And you know, it makes the whole process so cool. It really does. And no matter how bad it is, If it's, you know, thank you and I'm joyful and I really appreciate this lesson, and you don't say it sarcastically, you say it and you really mean it, you know, God, it is just so amazing how your attitude totally changes in that, wow, this was really cool. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. There's no resistance there.
Hey, screw
them.
You know? and it's amazing when you understand the process, it makes the whole thing so much more fun.
Oh,
you know, it's
geez.
Kind of, you know, screw with the universe.
Yeah.
Laugh at the universe, play with the universe, you know, really joke with it and have fun with it, because that's the most important thing.
Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Take
Thank
care.
You. Thank you for bringing this to the show.
God
it was
bless
a beautiful
you
way to end.
Oh, and
oh,
you as well.
Me.
Take
okay.
care.
Bye bye now, honey.
Bye bye. Love you.
Nick, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Thank you. I know. It always is, isn't it? We have so much fun.
Yes, it is. And I will see you back here next month. Oh, actually, I won't see you. You will be here, though, with James, who you will fall in love with as well.
Beautiful. I'm excited.
Oh, he is such a cool man. You will have such fun. And you know what his favorite thing is? Past lives.
Oh, fantastic.
And
wonderful.
He does the most amazing he does the most amazing past lives ever, ever, ever. You two could go out on the road with them. I mean, you know, really.
Amazing. Oh, I'm excited. Thank you Barbara. Thank you, everyone that called in. Oh, thank you just to everyone. It was magnificent.
Yes, thank you for a spectacular 2 hours, everybody. Those of you who called in and those of you who were in the chat room, thank you so much. You make for such a pleasurable, wonderful afternoon. It's amazing. And Jeannie, thank you so much for all of your work. You know, without you doing the work that you do in the queue, the show would definitely not flow as beautifully as it does. And I'll see all of you next week. But don't forget Mary Monday with Mary Peeler, because that's going to be a spectacular show as well. If you're following the show, you'll get a notification of it before it happens. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great, great rest of the day. Nick, again, thank you so much. I love you to pieces. Take care.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.